Emotional day on Capitol Hill. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
It is high noon in America.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams, one of the many speakers at a House hearing.
Time for every one of us to decide where we stand on the issue of gun violence.
The Oversight Committee also hearing graphic testimony from a doctor who responded to the mass shooting at a Texas school and an 11-year-old girl who survived it. Zanetta Everhart's son survived the massacre at a New York supermarket, but has multiple gunshot wounds.
No citizen needs an AR-15. These weapons are designed to do the most harm in the least amount of time.
One gun rights advocate whose son was killed at a party telling lawmakers gun control didn't save him. The Justice Department announcing a team of 9 people to help review the law enforcement response to the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. An FBI official and former police chiefs are part of the group. President Biden condemning a man accused of making threats against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The court says the suspect was armed when he was arrested outside Kavanaugh's Maryland home overnight.
We're told the suspect is from California. I'm told he is in his 20s. Still no name released, but we are told via several law enforcement sources this man had a knife and a gun. He did not make it on the property of the Kavanaugh home, but we're told there was some sort of clear intent that he wanted to inflict harm either on Justice Kavanaugh or members of his family or both.
Fox's David Spund. Justices have had added security after a leaked draft opinion on abortion. Republican Senator Ben Sasse says political violence is un-American. The White House statement says any threats of violence or attempts to intimidate justices have no place in our society. It's now a sell-off on Wall Street after a mixed morning. The Dow's down 237 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
President Biden heading to Los Angeles for the Summit of the Americas, where he's expected to announce a joint regional effort to address migration issues later in the week. He also plans an upcoming meeting with European allies as part of an effort to keep up the international pressure on Russia.
President Biden will travel to Germany for a G7 summit later this month, followed by a trip to Spain for a meeting with NATO leaders. Both summits come about 4 months after Russia's invasion of Ukraine in an international effort to sanction and cut off Russia from the global economy. G7 leaders representing the wealthiest democracies will also discuss the food and energy markets, climate change, and global health. NATO leaders are expected to discuss bids by Finland and Sweden to join the alliance despite opposition from NATO member Turkey. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Imprisoned film producer Harvey Weinstein could face more sexual misconduct charges overseas. Prosecutors in Britain say they've authorized police to charge Weinstein with 2 counts of indecent assault against a woman in London in 1996. Britain has no statute of limitations for rape or sexual assault. Weinstein is serving a 23-year sentence for rape after being convicted of violating 2 women in a New York case, and he's awaiting trial on charges involving multiple accusers in California. An online giant continues a crackdown on bad listings.
Amazon's second annual report shows the company prevented 4 billion bad listings in 2021 and removed more than 3 million counterfeit products. The result results released Wednesday are mixed compared with 2020, when Amazon blocked 10 billion listings and got rid of 2 million phony products. The e-commerce giant also saw a decrease in complaints of intellectual property infringement in 2021. Counterfeit sellers have long plagued Amazon and other e-commerce retailers. The Seattle-based company recently stepped up efforts to fight it amid heightened scrutiny from brands and anti-counterfeit legislation.
Fox's Samantha Liebman and Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.